So you don't want to be unhealthy, unfit, weak and fat for a lifetime. So you've decided that you're going to do some exercise because you want to be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime. How do you know what are the safe exercises to do versus the stupid ones that waste your time? And if you knew that an exercise was wasting your time because it didn't work, or if you knew that an exercise that you were doing, there was a much better, safer, faster exercise and would give you a better alternative and give you better results, if there was an exercise you were doing that was unsafe and could hurt your joints in the short term or the long term, if there was an exercise that didn't burn fat from that spot on your body that you actually believe that it is burning fat because you can feel a burning sensation when you do the exercise, would you want to know? Would you stop doing the exercises that were unsafe and ineffective and wasted your time? And would you like to know what the better, safer alternatives are for exercising to get the best results possible? And one would expect the answer would be yes, but it seems that funnily or sadly or even weirdly, for some folks, the answer is actually no. Some folks are emotionally attached to an exercise. They've been doing it for so many years and they believe it to work, so they just keep doing it. Even if they found out that it wasn't going to work because they're emotionally attached to it, they just keep doing it. Or they've been doing it for so long that it's become a habit. So if you've been brushing your teeth a certain way and somebody recommends that you brush it a different way, you may not even change just because you've been doing it that way for so long. Other people don't want to change their exercise because they're going to the gym or they've got an uneducated personal trainer or fitness person. Other people in their peer group keep doing the exercise. So they just keep doing the exercise that's dangerous or unsafe or ineffective because they're following the crowd. And it seems that even if 50 million people do something and it is dumb, maybe it isn't so dumb because 50 million people are doing it. Some people just keep doing the same exercise over and over because they don't understand or they don't know that there's a better one. And the really sad one is that some people don't change their exercise and choose a better, more effective, safer exercise because they just haven't been injured yet. So it may not be time for you to stop either, because if you love the exercise that you're doing or you're scared not to do it just in case you could get fat, lose muscle size, lose strength or stop getting the result that the exercise or you think that the exercise is giving you. And some people, even if they're exercising the wrong way, they just want to keep doing it because they think it might be working. And if they stop, they might get fat. The other reason might be that if you are young and uninjured and you think you are bulletproof and unbreakable and the fashionable gym exercises that are in most gym programs, they seem safe and effective to you because you haven't hurt your joints yet, it may not be time for you to change your program because you're just loving what you're doing and that's okay. But it might be time for you to change your exercise program or choose the most effective exercise program if it might be that you've never exercised and you only want to start if you are given the very best, safest, most effective exercise possible. That would make sense. It might be time for you to change your program if you are not getting the results that you want from your current exercise program or the results that you want seem to be taking a really long time to achieve. That could be a good reason to change what you're doing. It might be that you don't have time to spend hours and hours in the gym doing exercises and working out and getting sweaty and hours and hours and hours of a gym program. You just want to be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime in the shortest period of time possible. You would change your exercise program if it didn't take longer than a few minutes, the new one, and it gave you the results that you want. So you're going to the gym at the moment or you're exercising at the moment. It's a long program. And if you absolutely positively knew that you'd get better results from a shorter one, you'd probably change. Or you want to change your exercise program because you've got worn out, degenerated joints or discs in your body and you've got a sneaking suspicion that that could have happened because of the exercises that you're doing or the exercises you've done in the past. So really, you're just sick and tired of having worn out, sore joints and you want to do something different that would stop that from continuing and perhaps make your body strong again. Or you just want to keep exercising for a lifetime and you don't want to get injured or hurt or have any joint challenges. And you do, again, have a sneaking suspicion that watching some exercise programs, if you started that program, you too could have a sore back, sore knee, sore shoulder. So you just want to make sure that you've got the best exercise possible. So how do you know which are the stupid, unsafe, ineffective, time-wasting exercises? Well, here's the first thing. Warning, warning, warning. The following information that I'm about to share with you may offend offend or annoy or even make some people angry. They're the folks that are still telling the world that the exercises that I'm going to talk to you about are safe or effective or that they work. And if you don't do them or you want to argue the point with them, they might get angry. And that's okay. Let them be annoyed. But if you want a strong, fit, healthy body long term, please don't continue to do an exercise that could potentially hurt, injure, or degenerate your joint or your muscles, or waste your time. The big thing with exercise is most people say, I haven't got time. And if you think that you have to do a really long program, then in your mindset, as soon as you don't have time, you'll stop doing it. And of course, if you don't exercise, if you become inactive, your muscles will waste away, your bones will waste away, you'll put on weight and you'll feel bad. And I really don't want that to happen to you. So here's the list. Here's what not to do if you really want to have an effective, safe, time-effective exercise program for the rest of your life. So here's the first one. If you've been told that an exercise can burn or shake fat off a certain part of your body, this is not true. You cannot choose where you put fat on your body, and you can't choose where you take it off. If you could choose where you're going to put it on and you had a flat chest, for instance, you'd eat a donut and expect that you could push the fat to your chest area, and if a woman, you'd have boobies without having to have plastic surgery. Of course, you can't do that. If I wanted to take fat off my neck, I could do neck crunches, and if I wanted to get fat off my fingers, I could play the piano. Obviously, that's just ridiculous. So what we've got to understand that then exercises like sit-ups, crunches, planks, all the other tummy exercises, they don't burn fat off our tummy area. So if you are doing those exercises because you think you're going to have lean abdominals, and the only thing that causes lean abdominals is that you have a low fat percentage in that area, so you can actually see the muscle definition. Any exercise that tells you that you're going to burn fat off your legs, your arms, your abdominals, the back of your arm, your face, your fingers, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work that way. So sit-ups and crunches don't work. Things like butt squeezes and side leg raises and inner thigh exercises, all other leg exercises are in the sitting or kneeling position, don't burn fat off those areas. They're just low intensity, low calorie burning, time wasting, ineffective exercises, and they don't work. If you want to burn fat off your body, the best position is the upright position. It's where all your muscles would be working together in the most functional way. You burn the most calories in the upright position when you have to support your body. Obviously, if you've got the floor supporting your body, a seat supporting your body, water supporting your body, you're going to have less calorie burning. And if you want to get fit, fit people burn fat faster. And huffy puffy exercise is about short, sharp bursts to get puffed. If you want to be a fat burning machine, you have to be a fit person, and to get fit, you've got to get puffed. So long, slow, boring exercise doesn't work. If you want to burn fat off your whole body, any exercise that gets you puffed will turn your body into a fat burning machine, and be aware that fat does come off your whole body. When you exercise, the fat cells open, the fat comes out, goes into your bloodstream, and you oxidize it off. You can't do a certain exercise for a certain area. So just be aware that any of those exercises that say you can burn fat off this particular area, that's just not true. It's a waste of time and it doesn't work. Exercises that work one muscle at a time. That's a big thing when you go to the gym. Just be aware that the human body is connected from top to toe. All the muscles connect to the skeleton. The skeleton protects the central nervous system. The central nervous system fires the muscles and all the movement in your body. So the most effective exercises are the ones that work as many muscles as possible in one exercise. So obviously running is good, squats and lunges, rowing exercises, chin-ups, push-ups, dips, where you've got a big, large conglomeration of muscles working together, which requires obviously more energy. An exercise that works one or a small number of muscles at a time, things like bicep curls, tricep kickbacks, leg extensions, leg curls, shoulder presses, side and front raises, sit-ups and back extensions, they're really less effective simply because they require less energy. Now, the muscle will be working, but the muscle activation is really low. There's really low hormonal response, which is what you need for strength, for growth, and for anti-aging. And in particular, those isolated exercises where you're working one muscle at a time, like sit-ups and bicep curls and leg extensions, they will injure and hurt and degenerate your joints really fast. And for some people, it will be really fast. It could be the first time you do them because you've already had a sport or a lifestyle where you've been overusing those joints already. And it might take a really long time to degenerate your joint, but if you over and over and over and over and over put a shearing force across your joints, which means the force is not going through the joint, it's going across the joint, which is what happens when you do bicep curls, sit-ups, leg extensions, for instance, you will end up with sore joints, degenerated joints, weaker joints, and in the long term, you won't be able to exercise. So the exercises are work one muscle group at a time, very ineffective, very much waste your time, particularly because all of those muscles get used when you do those big exercises that are really effective, like running, squats, push-ups, chin-ups, things like that. So the big one you want to stay away from if you want to exercise for the rest of your life are any exercises that cause shearing and rotational forces across your joints. You're just asking for the joint to wear out, wear down, get broken, and blow out. I can't put it any better way. So the human body is designed and it can handle really effectively and functionally a pressure or force that goes through the joint, a compression force. And I've used the example before, if I push sandpaper into a piece of wood, the wood won't wear away. But if I force that sandpaper across the wood, I'm obviously going to wear the wood away. So any force across the joint will wear the joint away, especially when gravity is pushing down on the joint that's being used. So if I do a leg extension, for instance, I've got massive weight force going through the joint. I've also got gravity pushing down across the joint. And then some people do something really silly, like they'll point their toes in or point their toes out when they do a leg extension, which then puts rotational force across the joint as well, which again is going to wear that joint away really fast. So if you want to get hurt short term or long term, and of course none of us want to be hurt because it's painful, and there's nothing really more painful than sore joints because it means that everything you want to do in your life will hurt you. Bending over, doing up your shoelaces, going to the bathroom, getting in the car. If you've got sore knees, sore hips, sore back, sore shoulders, sore elbows, all of those things will become a challenge. So the list of shearing and rotational force unsafe exercises that will waste your time because they're single joint isolated exercises, and bottom line is they're dangerous long term. So the big ones are sit-ups, crunches, back extension exercises, and even worse when you do them with a twist. They don't burn fat, they do very little to strengthen the muscles, and they cause shearing and rotational forces across your joints in your lower back. Long term, doing these exercises, you'll get degeneration in your spine, you'll get back pain, you'll find it hard to do those simple tasks because you won't be able to bend over, move smoothly, and you'll be never pain-free. So just don't do them. Sit-ups, crunches, back extensions, and as I shared, they become even worse when you do them with a twist. The next really silly ones are the bicep and tricep exercises. They work across the elbow joint. If you do these long term and regularly with light or even heavy weight, you'll be in the high risk category of degenerated elbow joints. And it's you can only have to talk to people that have been training for a long time in the gym. And they've got what they call tennis elbow and golfing elbow, but they've never played tennis or golf. It's just because that their joints have worn away from doing silly exercises. So no sit-ups, no back extensions with a rotational force. Stay away from the bicep and tricep exercises because they're a waste of time and they'll hurt your joint. Then the big one is leg extensions and leg curls. They're a really ineffective way to exercise those muscles anyway because squats and lunges are so much more effective. And imagine aiming to lift a box or a child or a log by placing the weight at the end of your leg and levering the weight up with your toes in the seated position. Anybody that's involved in workplace health and safety will tell you that that would be a very dangerous thing for your knee. And yet for some silly reason, we tell people to do that in the gym. They cause massive shearing forces across your knee. And as I shared, then some people add the rotational force of pointing the toes in or out. It's a really quick way to cause knee pain, degeneration of the joint, and long-term knee injury. And of course, if you pick the safer leg exercises like squats and lunges and deadlifts and even leg presses aren't as functional because you'll never have to sit down any time in your life and push weight above your head. But at least you're not putting rotational forces or shearing forces across your joints. So stay away from those ones. And then the really crazy ones, which I can never understand, are the isolated shoulder exercises. So shoulder presses, upright rows, front and side lat raises, any exercise where you're pushing a weight above your head or you're holding a weight out in front of your body or to the side of your body, you're now pushing, and of course, if you're doing that, you've got a long lever with the weight at the end of the lever, which is just going to cause shearing forces across the shoulder joint. And the shoulder is a shallow joint, it's a shallow cavity, and the tiny muscles and stabilizers that hold the bones in the shoulder cavity will be placed under massive stress and cause shoulder impingement if you hold a weight at a long lever away from your body. Once again, if you are ever told to lift a heavy box in a workplace health and safety situation, they always recommend that you hold the weight closest to your body so that you can use your whole body to lift the weight. You wouldn't put those shearing forces across your shoulder. So stay away from those isolated exercises. The fantastic thing is when you do chin-ups and push-ups and dips and you go running and you do squats and lunges, they're the big exercises that give you the big results that don't take very much time to do, because obviously when you work that many muscles at the same time, they get tired really quickly. So your program's going to be much shorter. So time effective, less chance of injury, and of course they work rather than, oh, let's do these silly waste of time exercises and hope that they work just because the whole world's doing them. Quick reminder, 50 million people doing a dumb thing doesn't mean it's not a dumb thing. So please be smart about your exercise. And if you want to be exercising for the rest of your life so you can be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime, please choose the exercises that are going to keep your joints safe, because your joints are the little parts of your body that once you've injured them, it's very difficult to bend over, it's very difficult to lift something up, and it's very difficult to live a normal life. So protect those joints with everything you've got, and most importantly, choose to be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime, because it feels fantastic.